Good afternoon, it's 5:06 and 59 degrees here in Moorhead. This is Mounted Edition. I'm your host, Keneally Roberts.
And I'm Tanner Boyd.
It is at least a warning that a fourth wave is possible here.
Governor Andy Beshear hopes to avoid another surge in COVID-19 cases.
Public health leaders in Bath County are hoping to stop the rise of COVID-19 cases.
Several high schools across the state are holding proms for the first time since the beginning of the COVID-19 pandemic.
Black faith leaders in Lexington are renewing calls for action.
One of the state's most famous bourbon producers is teaming up with researchers.
In sports, Moorhead State Baseball is in action at the Sunny Allen Field.
Bud Luke has the look at the stock report.
Partly cloudy skies tonight with lows around 41 degrees. We'll have a look at your region's extended forecast after this news.
Governor Andy Beshear is hoping to meet the administration's COVID-19 vaccination goal as fast as possible as the state works to head off another surge in cases. Kentucky could be on track for an overall increase in new cases this week as the positivity rate climbed to nearly 3.5% on Thursday. Beshear characterized the numbers this way.
It is at least a warning that a fourth wave is possible here. We can prevent it. We should prevent it, but it requires people to get vaccinated and continue to mask up.
Meanwhile, the administration is hoping the promise to lift statewide capacity restrictions once 2.5 million residents get at least their first dose will help maintain momentum in its vaccination campaign. Attention has shifted toward both younger Kentuckians and those less inclined to get in line for a vaccine. For now, vaccination numbers remain steady, though the state has hit a couple of potential speed bumps with a temporary suspension of the Johnson & Johnson shot and vaccination appointments becoming harder to fill.
Public health leaders in Bath County are hoping to stop the rise of COVID-19 cases, but first they need to figure out where those cases are coming from. Typically, rising cases are connected to places like churches, schools, or jails. But according to Gateway District Health Department official Gregory Brewer, none of the current cases seem to be related. Brewer tells WYMT he believes people have relaxed the guidelines.
People are getting more, I think, maybe complacent with their mask wearing. We have compliance officers, a couple of them in Gateway District, and I'm going to reach out to them today and ask them if they can maybe put a little more emphasis on Bath County and local businesses here in town.
The Gateway District Health Department has stopped distributing the Johnson & Johnson vaccine for now, but in the meantime, officials say they have plenty of Moderna vaccines to keep up with demand.
Doctors and medical experts are continuing to reiterate the rumors surrounding the COVID-19 vaccine and infertility are just that, rumors, without any data to back them up. Western Kentucky Dr. Randy Hansbrough has a PhD in science research and treats COVID-19 patients. He told WOBK that the rumor stemmed from a posed question from a German epidemiologist. Scientists and doctors have analyzed this specific, curious question with targeted research and have not found anything substantial at this time. The CDC even has a database with nearly 90,000 vaccinated pregnant women. 5,000 of them are being closely monitored. Dr. Hansbrough says he's keeping an eye on the database.
And I check on them to see how their pregnancy's going and see what's happening. And in none of those cases have they seen any problems with fetal loss or infertility.
If a pregnant woman were to test positive for COVID-19, the risk factors are much higher. The CDC says women could experience premature birth if they contract the virus during pregnancy.
Several high schools across Kentucky are holding proms for the first time since the beginning of the pandemic. Model Laboratory plans to hold prom at Eastern Kentucky University's campus across three different large rooms to allow for physical distancing. Students at Fayette County Public Schools will also maintain physical distancing since their prom will be outdoors. Aniston Bray is a junior at Model Laboratory School. She tells LEX18 she is searching for a mask to match her dress.
I've actually been to about four different stores already looking for dresses. I've been all over. So we're going to have masks on at all times.
Jessamine County High Schools will limit guests to those within the district, and for Bourbon County High School, procedures like temperature checks and handing out individually wrapped snacks will be in place.
In Kentucky, the COVID-19 pandemic has delayed many individuals' yearly health screenings. Many doctors' offices are trying to get appointments set up for overdue patients. Joseph Flynn is the Chief Administrative Officer for Norton Medical Group and Physician-in-Chief for Norton Cancer Institute. He tells Wave 3 News he has concerns for his patients' health.
Whether it's colon cancer screening, breast cancer screening, or routine health care, the COVID has had a really significant impact. When you think initially, the delay was profound, and it was a couple of reasons. One is we had state mandates around routine care, but the fears early on were profound.
Some doctors' offices are expanding office hours and continuing to provide telemedicine for their patients.
Black faith leaders in Lexington are renewing calls for action on a number of issues, from banning no-knock warrants to choosing a new superintendent. No-knock warrants have been banned in Louisville, curtailed at the state level, and placed under a moratorium with exceptions in Lexington. But black faith leaders are calling on the city to permanently do away with the warrants, no exceptions. Reverend Clark Williams with Shiloh Baptist Church said the leaders are crafting language for a proposed ordinance and want to see action in coming weeks.
Whenever there's an exception, there's always room for some type of subjectivity. And the subjectivity always has a way of not working in the favor of people of color.
Faith leaders say they've been patient and it's time for a stronger statement on the warrants. They also want to see charges against racial justice protesters dropped, civilian involvement in police discipline, and the hiring of a superintendent with proven ability producing, quote, equitable results in a diverse district.
One of Kentucky's most famous bourbon producers is teaming up with researchers to ensure the industry can continue sustainable growing practices of one of its key ingredients. WMKY's Carrie Stambo has the story.
Buffalo Trace Distillery and the University of Kentucky are working on a tree planting and research project aimed at strengthening the white oak industry's sustainability. Bourbon is aged in charred new oak barrels. During the aging process, the wood instills the spirit with its signature vanilla and caramel flavors. Without white oak, it's just not bourbon. Buffalo Trace says the study kicked off with the planting of more than 1,000 trees on the distillery's farm. UK and Buffalo Trace officials joined volunteers to plant seedlings from 40 different parent trees from Kentucky and several other states. New seedlings will be added during the next 2 years from multiple states. Trees planted at Buffalo Trace will provide information on best practices for establishing white oak seedlings. For WMKY News, I'm Carrie Stambo.
The former director of the Centers for Disease Control under the Trump administration is joining the team at a well-known Lexington-based industrial fan company. Dr. Robert Redfield has a new job title, Strategic Health and Safety Advisor for Big Ass Fans. While the move might sound unexpected, the fan company was one that benefited from a CDC endorsement while Redfield was in the top post. Big Ass Fans CEO Lenny Rhodes spoke with CNBC in 2020 about ion-generating technology the company says kills COVID-19.
The CDC guidance for us is an endorsement of the technology that we've developed. So we have a unique UVGI system incorporated into the top of our fan, which is very safe for use in schools and other occupied spaces.
While the technology still faces skepticism from some experts, Redfield says proper ventilation has a major role to play in mitigating transmission of the coronavirus and endorsed Big Ass Fans as a, quote, leader in designing airflow systems to make spaces safer.
The annual Court Day Festival is returning to Mount Sterling this fall. Event planners announced the event's return on Facebook on Wednesday after it was canceled last year due to the pandemic. The festival runs October 15th through the 18th and features live music, shopping, food, and antique vendors in downtown Mount Sterling. The event is billed as Kentucky's oldest festival and has been a tradition since 1794. Anyone interested in vending at the festival can find more information on the Mount Sterling Tourism website.
Scott County Sheriff's Office opened an investigation Tuesday involving racist pamphlets spread around the Mallard Point neighborhood. The message contained anti-Semitic, racist imagery, and had language targeting Black and Jewish people. The group named on the pamphlets is a self-proclaimed white nationalist group. Eileen Hoover is a Mallard Point resident. She tells LAX 18 the group delivering the pamphlets are cowards.
If they were proud of whatever this is, then they would have just come out and done it door to door. But they're ashamed because they're garbage. Ding. Garbage people.
Deputies are reviewing surveillance video to identify the person or persons responsible for delivering the pamphlets. And taking a look at the weather forecast for the WMKY listening area, including Bath, Rowan, and Wolf counties. Tonight, increasing clouds with lows around 41 degrees. Tomorrow, a 30% chance of showers, mostly cloudy skies with highs near 59. Tomorrow night, a 10% chance of showers, mostly cloudy skies with lows around 41. And Sunday, a 30% chance of showers, mostly sunny skies with highs near 61 degrees.
On our feature segment today, commentator Dr. John Modaff explores new ideas from the Tax Man.
The Beatles' hit song Tax Man dripped with sarcasm about how far taxation had gone and might go. And this was 50 years ago. The thesis was that nothing is safe from taxation, right down to the heat and the street. Fast forward to 2021, the climate change war rages, and people who like to fly around in jets cursing fossil fuels have their crosshairs resting on your use of the roadways. They are proposing a per-mile tax on how much you drive. I know you already pay roadway taxes in several ways, including gasoline taxes and tolls, but the underlying philosophy is, as always, the social cost theory. This theory avers that if behavior has a social cost, then the individual performing the behavior ought to help society pay for that. This is the foundation for special taxation of cigarettes and booze, so-called sin taxes, not to be confused with sin tax, which for now is still considered to be in order. I say, let's go whole hog taxing harmful things. Who knows, following the sin tax logic, folks might even stop or at least slow down some of the harmful behaviors because things become so expensive. Here are some ideas for mining the motherlode of taxables. Breathing and activities requiring or encouraging heavy breathing should be taxed due to increases in carbon dioxide. Flatulation exudes methane, and that is a notorious greenhouse gas and flammable. Tax it and everything that encourages it. Dying itself needs to be taxed, for it creates social costs and ecological damage due to disposal issues. Tax Netflix watching per hour, which adds to pollution due to unnecessary energy consumption and medical costs associated with a sedentary lifestyle. The use of social media should be sin taxed. Why a sin? Have you looked at any of it lately? Tax it. Bitcoin needs to be taxed, selling and purchasing and holding, because huge amounts of electricity are required for its existence. Restaurant dining. Tax the heck out of it. You're being lazy. Cook for yourself. Wash dish in creek. Dishwashing taxes will help curb this reckless behavior, whether done in a creek or not. But don't let the EPA see you washing anything in a creek, come to think. There's taxes and then there's jail. Mostly peaceful protesting leads to a lot of extra breathing, travel, fires, looting. Mostly peaceful. Oh, and mostly peaceful destruction and expensive, messy, polluting reconstruction of minority businesses. Tax it all. People will gladly pay to do the right thing, just like when everyone wore expensive masks last summer. Tax musical instrument manufacture because bad music is polluting our minds. And taxing all usage of Amazon could get us a hefty cardboard tax, POS products tax, return process energy waster tax. This is just a short list, but it's time to go. Next week, why are you not already paying extra taxes? I'm John Modaff.
Support for MSPR comes from Coffee Tree Books and the Fuzzy Duck Coffee Shop, promoting literacy and reading in the MSPR listening area since 1978. Coffee Tree Books, where books are ordered every day and special orders can be accommodated, featuring a variety of gifts, locally made crafts, education materials, and yarn shop. a community bookstore located at 159 East Main Street in Moorhead. Coffee Tree Books and the Fuzzy Duck Coffee Shop are open Monday through Saturday, online Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram.
It's 59 degrees here on the beautiful campus of Moorhead State University. I'm your Mountain Edition host, Keneally Roberts, here with Tanner Boyd and Daria Denisenko, and we're coming to you live from the Larry Netherton Studio here in the historic Breckenridge Hall. Leanne Akers has a look at sports coming up, but first, I just want to say thank you. We're so glad that you can spend time with us on this beautiful Friday afternoon.
The Eagles are in action at Sunny Allen Field for WMKY Sports. I'm Leanne Akers. The Moorhead State baseball team is in the middle of a doubleheader with Eastern Illinois this afternoon. The Eagles won Game 1, and the teams are facing off in Game 2 now. Head coach Mick Aoki says multiple games in just a few days is good for his team.
It's not physically demanding from the standpoint of like what football is, right, or maybe even basketball is. I think that the game is sort of meant to be played on a day-to-day basis. The doubleheaders are tough.
Game 2 can be viewed live on ESPN+. The two teams will face off again tomorrow at 11 a.m. and Sunday at noon. The Moorhead State University football team is on their last day of preparation before closing out the spring season. The Eagles are set to face the Butler Bulldogs at home tomorrow afternoon. MSU got the victory when they took on Butler earlier this season, but head coach Rob Tenyer says that doesn't mean a win is guaranteed this weekend. Butler will have adjusted their strategy this time around.
You know, prepare on what they may do differently, how they may defend us differently or attack us on offense, and just go out and play good football. Have our special teams be impactful again for us. It'll be a fun week to prepare. I think our players are excited, and obviously they know what's on the line, too, with an opportunity to possibly still win a conference championship.
Kickoff at Jane Stadium tomorrow afternoon is set for 4 p.m. Moorhead State softball team heads to UT Martin tomorrow for a three-game series. The Eagles stand at 9-20 on the season and swept Dayton in a midweek doubleheader last Wednesday. A series with Belmont was canceled over the weekend. Head coach Samantha Jones says her team has been spending the week working on their fielding and batting.
We'll definitely be reviewing the scouting report from a defensive perspective and then preparing for their pitchers. We're using not only our pitching machine, but then our staff to be able to help with that. And then Friday will be most likely a feel-good day to get ready and get on the bus on Saturday and travel to Martin, Tennessee.
Game 1 on Saturday is set to start at 6 p.m. Sunday's doubleheader begins at 2. Round County Senior High School softball team is wrapping up their busy week with an equally busy weekend. The Vikings are headed to Ashland to take part in the Tri-State Showcase this evening. Head coach Larry Sloan says tournament play runs through Saturday, but they'll get things started against Boyd County tonight.
I think we got Corbin and Mercer County Saturday. So it's a busy week. And when you've really only got one experienced pitcher, there's some ball games you're going to lose. There's nothing you can do about it because I can't pitch my number one pitcher every day, twice a day, and I'm not going to.
Rowan's matchup against Boyd County is currently underway. They'll resume things in the morning with a 10 o'clock matchup with Mercer County. The Round County Senior High School baseball team has one more day off before the Anchordown Classic in Moorhead tomorrow. The single-day tournament is a three-way competition between Rowan, Breathitt, and Lewis counties. Head coach Scott Collins says while they're having to make do without the team's starting catcher, the rest of the guys are good to go.
But other than that, everybody's healthy. Everybody's arms are, you know, pitching. Pitchers are arms are doing well, starting to get in shape. So hopefully we can start pushing them out a little bit further. You know, we've had them on a pretty stringent pitch count at this point, so hopefully next week or two we'll be able to extend them out and maybe try to get maybe not a complete game but close to complete games out of them.
Rowan will get the day started against Lewis County tomorrow. First pitch is set for 11 a.m. And that's going to do it for sports for WMKY. I'm Leanne Akers.
Bud Luke has a look at the stock report. right after this.
Support for MSPR comes from Papa John's Pizza in the Patrick Center, Moorhead. Papa John's made-to-order specialty pizzas include The Works, Garden Fresh, Zesty Italian Trio, and Fiery Buffalo Chicken. Side items and desserts include garlic knots, breadsticks, chicken wings, chocolate chip cookie, and double chocolate chip brownie. Curbside pickup or delivery in Moorhead and Rowan County. Papa John's can be reached at 784-3551 and online at papajohns.com.
Good afternoon from the national offices of Robert W. Baird. This is Bud Luke with your closing financial markets report for WMKY. U.S. stocks rose again as the markets rallied to records carried on amid strong earnings from blue chip companies, as well as solid data signaling a snapback in the economy. And at the close, the Dow Industrials did finish with a gain of 164.68 at 34,200.67. The S&P 500 was up 15.05 at 4,185.47. Of course, both of those are closing records. And the NASDAQ Composite was up 13.58 at 14,052.34. And, of course, Wall Street wrapped up another winning week with the three major benchmarks all gaining more than 1%. And, of course, the S&P 500 and Dow posted their fourth straight positive week, while the tech-heavy NASDAQ registered its registered gains now for 3 weeks in a row. In the last of the six largest U.S. banks to report, Morgan Stanley posted stronger-than-expected earnings this morning, bolstered by strong trading and investment banking results. Shares of the bank actually dipped almost 3%. PNC Financial, on the other hand, gained more than 2% after the bank beat estimates on top and bottom lines for its first quarter. And the Dow's push through 34,000 is a signal that investor appetite for future growth prospects is spilling over into more value-oriented names, according to several analysts. And these same analysts are saying that the demand for industrials and cyclically-oriented companies should continue as the vaccines take hold and earnings potentially come in higher than originally expected. And, of course, yesterday you had very strong economic data with retail sales up almost 10% and a very good unemployment claims report. And today the University of Michigan said its preliminary consumer sentiment index rose to a one-year high of 86.5 in the first half of this month. In the bond markets, the 10-year U.S. Treasury rose almost 7 basis points, finishing at 1.6%. And in the commodities markets, oil was down 0.5% at $63.13 a barrel. Gold was up 0.5% at $1,775.80 an ounce. Turning now to stocks of local interest, it was AppHarvest down 19 cents at 16, Marathon Petroleum up 39 cents at 54.26, AEP up 75 cents at 88.55, CSX down 23 cents at 98.64, Fifth Third Bank up 17 cents at 38.20, and Walmart was up 45 cents, finishing at 140.61. Reporting from the Ashland offices of Robert W. Baird, this is Bud Luke.
And that's it for Mountain Edition this afternoon. Today we had help from Leanne Akers, Paul Hitchcock, Greg Jenkins, Carrie Stambo, Shamori Mosley, Jonathan Burton, Sarah Mead, Megan Jones, Lakin Hupp, Daria Denisenko, WUKY's Josh James, the Robert Baird Company's Bud Luke, and our feature segment today came from commentator Dr. John Modav. Our theme music is composed and performed by Allison Brown. This is Moorhead State Public Radio, WMKY, Moorhead, Kentucky. Our show is archived daily on the web at wmky.org. For Tanner Boyd and all of the MSPR News team, I'm Keneally Roberts for WMKY News. All Things Considered is coming up next. It's 5:30.